No longer by the moment. Well, here we are. Journeys with JP, basically I'm waiting in the van. Oh, Karen, are you there? No, she's not. I'm waiting for Karen Quintostado, who was very keen to join me today, and she's probably outside enjoying the sunshine, it being 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and she's probably gone somewhere, so that's good fun. I've just produced a program with Tolek about 3 hours ago. We did a program together, giving some updates and rebuttal to the whole process there. It's available on the Wolf Spirit Radio and Ever Beyond the Info archives. So thank you everybody who participated in that show, and I'll be uploading a YouTube of it quite soon. Yeah, it's got some very interesting info and insights. It doesn't have concrete evidence, it doesn't have concrete dates, but we're not going to be living in a concrete world for a long time. Things are going to be becoming a little less concrete, so I'm just going to keep calling her and bringing her, trying to bring her in, and hope that she gets back. If not, do feel free to call in on 775-657-5973 or whatever the Revolution Radio telephone number is, which I can never remember. It's a 2888 something. And I don't think anyone's ever 347-688-2902. No. That's good. Get that over there. Alright. Oh yeah, do keep clicking the donate button on Revolution Radio and on the Spirit Radio. Keep the donations coming in. It keeps us running. Basically, we don't get paid at all for doing any of this at all, in any way, shape or form. We put our time into it because we think you're worth it. Now, if you think you're worth it, then we maybe think we're worth it as well. So, music is overshadowing my voice. That's interesting. Why is that happening? There's nothing playing on this end.
Dave!
Is there music on my voice here? It shouldn't be. As we're coming in, so, perhaps Dave's got a tune playing on Wolf Spirit Radio there. But you can come in on Skype using the wolfspirit.switchboard connection, and that'll be forwarded to me, and you can see the you can see the it's still ringing. Oh dear. Well, let's start it. Why did we have a special with Tolek? If anybody's got any feedback from that show, they can call in and have a little word until... Alright. Thank you, Dave. Revolution Radio, if you want to call into this Studio B, it's 310-421-4053. I never knew that. 310-421-4053. I really ought to keep that on a little sticky note somewhere. Maybe I'll have to get a pen and a little piece of paper and write some telephone numbers down. I tend not to do it. Yeah, and I certainly booked Karen in for this evening. And, so if anybody wants to find out about, what Karen is talking about is the United We Strike mission. The idea is that, the 15th of the month, now this is something that they decided on many years ago. This has been running for about 3 years, and every month they have a marathon. Dave and I have been involved in a couple. It's a lot of hard work, but it's quite a lot of fun coordinating this sort of an international global round table special radio broadcast marathon. They've been doing it every month, and The idea is to, well, in Karen's own words, is what will we do to stop war and corruption? We begin our strike the 15th. Let us co-create a miracle. Let us step out of our uniforms and into our lives. Prepare to starve the beast for as long as it takes. No war, no more lies or profit over people. Bring our families home. No more death and destruction. And I don't think there's anybody who will disagree with that. And so when enough of us decide it's time to heal, it will be united we strike, united we win. So that's basically the principle of it. The idea that there's a monthly no cooperation, no compliant, non-compliance month, day, where as much as you can, you don't feed the beast. How do you feed the beast? You pay your taxes by, you know, that feeds the beast. You buy gasoline that pays taxes, that feeds the beast. So just, you know, just step away from the beast just for a day. Don't go to a huge shopping mall, go to a local shop, you know, support local trade, go to a boot sale and support poor people, you know, do something that is out of the ordinary. Because if you do something extraordinary, then you reap extraordinary results. Don't buy, don't comply. Thank you very much, Bright Eyes. That was just exactly a... it's very quiet here. I've been trying to raise Karen in the group call here, and I just got pictures of her empty house on the beautiful day in Oregon, and she's outside and she's probably fallen asleep in the sun, and she's a little bit sleepy under a tree, you know, something nice and quiet, and there's no reply. So anyway, if you'd like to join in, I'm very happy for you to join in. Let's have a look. What did they say? More messages from all those places. Alright. Oh, yeah, he's apparently fixed the music issue. He's got too many things happening at once. Alright, everybody take a deep breath. Yes. So, Karen, are you with me? No, it's still ringing. I can just see this going, boop. What's that? Going through the Skype thing. La-di-da-di-da. So, don't buy and don't comply on the 15th. So, and one of the other things is that there's another universal strike that is being organized in the military, I believe, that there was a no-comply day. You know, let's not follow orders just for a day. See how many people get... it was probably clog up the system. And that's exactly the idea, because, who's going to fill out all the court-martial requests? It's a lot of paperwork, you know. So I would like to discuss this kind of idea. How do we feed the beast? Or, in fact, in what way do we feed the beast now? And how do we stop feeding the beast? And how do we starve the beast? In order to get the beast off our back, really, that's the idea. And I'm just going to keep ringing. There we go. It's going to be ringing for the whole hour. It's going to keep it ringing until she picks up the phone. So I don't know if anybody's saying anything to me on Studio B. Well, welcome to Studio B. It's good to have you along on Revolution Radio. It's been quite an interesting evening. I've had a long conversation with Tolek and clearing up the whole issue that they were having with Tanath and Tana and Drake and all of that and all of those. So Is this one chat room for A and B? Well, what is A and what is B? If you want to address a question and you're in studio, you're listening to Studio B, if you wish to, you just put it in uppercase letters and just put B in front of it, you know, B dash or B colon or something like that, just so that I can see that that's a question for me and not anybody else, and it's in big letters because I've got very poor eyesight. So lovely. That's right. It's don't buy, don't reply. Oh, I'm sure she's gonna get it for me, Bright Eyes. She really is, Colin. Very good, very good. So, yeah, so one chat room, and if you want to be a bee, just put a bee in front of it. New song, Hawk's Nest. Hello, Hawk. But he can't hear me. So, we've got a caller. Let's bring him into the call and, just catch up just for this moment, with, Jay Larson. Hey, how are you doing, Jay?
Hello.
Hello, Jay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, that's better. Hey, how are you doing, mate?
Pretty good. I got most of, the equipment to build the new scalar field that I'm working on. I'm just waiting for the test equipment from China.
The test equipment? What have you got to, have you got an oscillator? An oscilloscope?
I need just a regular meter to measure inductance. The meter that I have measures frequency, but it doesn't measure inductance. It measures capacitance, but I don't have an inductance meter, and I don't just like to use computations because they can become inaccurate if the ferrite rod, you don't know the values for the because air has a
dielectric constant,
a flux density at a certain rate, and when you use a ferrite, depending on the company that made it, if you don't have the data on that, you can't figure what the flux density through a ferrite, every ferrite rod can be different, you know, because number of companies make it, and their the formula is different, so it can vary in inductance, so you can't just use a mathematical formula unless you know the flux density. So it's easier to use a meter and wind your coil and then test the inductance on it.
Oh, that's superb. So that's a Henry meter, isn't it? Or a millihenry?
Yeah.
How cool. How cool. How much is a device like that?
Well, it does more than just read millihenries. It, you know, it's a full functioning test meter, probably even reads frequency up to about 3 megahertz. But I also have a device that I bought in China a few months back, that measures, from about 100 megahertz to into the microwave region. And I turn that thing on. It has an antenna on. And I can detect the frequency. They have these Wi-Fi setups for these electrical meters and stuff, and I can actually tell what frequency they're using and actually locate the thing with the meter. It's handy because then you can tell if you're running the. I can use it to check the frequency on the basic Tesla coil that I'm using to make sure it's at the right frequency so I can build the scalar field at the right frequency.
Oh, I want one. what meter is that called? What's the search terms that I might use for one of those?
Well, it's just an inductance meter. It has inductance on it. Now what I'm doing, I'm using one of Don Smith's designs, which is basically a free energy device. And what I'm going to do is also incorporate where I can reduce it so you can actually produce household current as well as using it for the scalar purposes as well.
Wow. So what's the kind of voltage output of it then?
The voltage output will be around about 5 kilovolts until I reduce the voltage down to, I'm thinking about 240, and I'm going to make two models. I'm going to make one that runs on 60 cycles, and you know, that reduces it to 60 cycles, and the other to 50 cycles. That way it'll be handy for both Europe and here as well.
Yeah, that would be. So, wow. And, well, how much would one of those set you back then? Or set me back?
All of these things.
Well, I figure just the coiling in it right now, and it's going to cost me probably around $30 to make the field, then stepping it down, I may have to buy a capacitor that may cost $75 to $100, depending on the size I need, and a resistor to not only step it down, but to change the frequency of the field on the end portion for the free energy down to either 50 cycles or 60 cycles, depending on where the unit's for.
Right, so that's a lot of juice there. marvelous. So you got, so this sounds like you're going big time here with Scalar. Are you sure you're not going to hurt yourself? Is this perfectly safe, Jay?
this frequency.
You know.
I've already used this frequency. It should create a lot of joy in an area probably 20 miles in diameter, so to speak, from where you have the device.
So are you going to find a... do you have a particularly depressed area where there's a lot of crime or something like that that you could test it on?
Well, I live in Phoenix, so that's one of the benefits is when people are enjoying, first thing they do is they become more generous. I imagine criminals and stuff, a lot of them do it because they either have addictions or they don't have a job and they're worrying about things, feeding the family and what have you. But the thing is, if you can get them in their joy, then their creative ability and finding other solutions most likely will come up where they won't rely on something. And you know, when you're in a joy, you don't go around beating people up or anything else or trying to take advantage of people. You're more in a generous mode and definitely concerned about other people because it just affects your frequency in that way. Now it may also affect the time field in the general area as well. In fact, if the scalar field is sort of like DC pulse, it could either do one of two things. It could shift you forward into time. but if it's not pulse, it won't have a tendency to pull you into a different time period, but it would probably raise your frequency, and it may actually raise your frequency past the threshold of the fourth or fifth dimension. So you could probably, there's a possibility that you could physically ascend with such a device.
Interesting. But,
well, saucers do it all the time when they move, when they come into the third dimension, then when they decide to take off, a lot of them go, just raise their frequency up into to shift dimensions, and they engage their craft from a higher dimension where the rules are different. It's a lot simpler that way.
That's right. And that's why the ships appear to disappear or to kind of zoom away. They don't actually zoom away. They're just getting smaller and smaller from our perspective. And that they're not going anywhere. They're actually just shrinking from our perspective in order to pop out into another place.
They can just partially do it where their craft is insubstantial to missiles and stuff. So if, say, the government fires a missile to try to knock it down, they just become insubstantial and the missile just passes through it like there was nothing there.
It's very handy.
Right. And such a device could also be used for camouflage. You could make the place unknown, so to speak. Not, if you can't be seen, then no one's going to bother you.
That's right. And it's very likely that that's going on all the time. You know, we might be looking out at the sky and see nothing happening, but there might be lots of invisible things whizzing about at all different heights. I have a couple of questions. This is from JB in the Revolution chat room. Will it be possible for the layman to build these and scalar? Me no nothing. Please explain scalar. I hear about these around 9/11 all the time. So you got a few questions there, and one of them is like, what is scalar? And another one is, how was it involved in 9/11? And another one is, how can I build my own scalar device? If you want me, let's start with the first one, and then take the other two if we can remember the threads.
Scalar is like having you're interfacing two waves that produce a pulse that basically zeroes itself out. You're getting both negative and positive charge simultaneously on the same portion of the wave, which means you're getting a variating field that moves at a superluminal velocity. One of the easiest ways to produce it, let's use a sound scalar because it's easier to talk about it. It's like taking a sound note, then what you're doing, you run it through an amplifier, and part of that same sound note, you change the phase where it's 180 degrees out of phase to the regular note, and then you're running both through different speakers, and you'll hear noise from both speakers, but where the noise hits each other, it'll cause a disintegration and the noise will disappear. So
that's right. That's the principle of sound canceling headphones.
Right. And basically what, producing an electromagnetic scalar wave, you're basically doing the same thing. You're just canceling one wave out at another, but you usually do it right in the coil. By designing a coil, you can have it self-canceling and produce both waves.
So essentially, when we're talking about an electromagnetic wave, and you can look this up, it's everywhere on Wikipedia, you know, you look at an electromagnetic wave and you see it's a construction of two waves. And they call them components. There's the electric component and the magnetic component. That's why it's called an electromagnetic wave. And they exist in different proportions. Now, if you can zap the proportion down by using this principle of cancelling one direction out, then you end up with a naked electric wave and a naked magnetic wave.
All right.
Which one of these, and this is the one that we've, which one of those is the scalar wave, And did you say the one of them is Scalen, the other one's Odic or something like that? Is that right?
No, both are Scalar. One's an electrical Scalar, and the second is a magnetic Scalar. Now, the ones that use a Caduceus coil and technology using are actually magnetic Scalars, which are known as Odic energy Scalars. Now, the other, the electric component, where it's a increase of the actual potential of electricity but no magnetic lines of force, would be considered much like what you would call orgone energy. But it's a, that's an electrical Scalar wave. Like the Jocel was basically a Scalar water capacitor. And when they put an electrical charge on there, it produced a condition where it would produce orgone energy. So the energy that was rising up was not hydrogen molecule, but actually the orgone energy. And when a spark hits that orgone energy, it has a negative energy effect. It has a tendency to implode instead of explode.
So that's how this thing appeared to keep going. I don't know if anybody's familiar with the Jocel. Again, this goes back to, I mentioned it last night, the first thing that I read, the first, before the internet, there was Nexus magazine. And I used to read this avidly every 2 months that it came out. And it was just that, you know, what I now get from the net and from KeeleyNet and all that stuff, I used to get from Nexus magazine. That's where I first came across Anastasia and various other things. And in there was the Jocel. And the Jocel was invented by this anonymous guy who called himself Joe, because he didn't want to get killed. It was a hydrogen, oxygen, HHO generator, that you can use in your car. And it was made with, stainless steel cylinders. And, the construction of this thing, I mean, it looked like Atlantis from the above. What can you tell us about the Jocel that you know, Jay?
Usually it's made with a food grade stainless steel, and you can actually buy the pre-cut tubes as a set of them, of four or five, off of eBay right now. So there are people that are selling them where you can build it. Then you'd have to build a bottom to hold the water and stuff like that, and just make separators, and you have to get live water, more like that spring that you're talking about would be probably a good source to get the water to operate one of these Jocels. And I noticed that a lot of people build the Jocels and electrically charge them to get them going so it does something to the water that makes it even more beneficial for the body. So they use it as a supplement in their diet, or if a person has medical problems, they can help stimulate healing and stuff in the body by drinking the water from one of these Jocels.
Right. So, now I've never heard of that, of drinking the water out of these things, because, in certain of the HHO generators, you get quite a murky mix afterwards. Obviously, if you're using food grade stainless steel, you have a nice clean Leyden jar or something like that, then you'll be fine with it.
Right. That's why they use the food grade stainless steel that don't corrode. You could possibly build them with other things, but the problem is you get corrosion. Then if the impurities, the problem in a Jocel is when the argon energy is made in it, it has a tendency to duplicate any foreign objects or stuff in it. That's one of the reasons why if you're using one of these Joule cells in a vehicle, you got to cut off the gas and let the vapors work out of the carburetor, because what happens is the argon energy, if there's any traces of vapors in the carburetor, it will duplicate them. It will actually produce gasoline.
Or
other substances.
Oh, that takes us to another area. That's a very interesting area. Okay, so let's just back out of that again, because we're, you know, we've still got, how far did we get? we had, what is scalar?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've covered that. How do we build these things? Yes, you can get stainless steel tubing from eBay. And is it using high frequencies, like, or medium kilohertz frequencies or something?
Okay, now on the Joule cell, what they'll do after they, weld the bottom on the one plate and stuff, usually they'll make sure it don't leak. Then the first thing they'll do, they'll fill it up with water and they'll run just a regular, like, household current through it with AC to remove any magnetics that may have been produced by welding or other things. And then after that, they'll dump out the water and they'll put the charged water in, you know, the water from a spring or a creek or, you know, a good sort of water source where the water's not dead. And they put it in there and they use a 12 volt across from the center to the outside, and there's a special way of hooking it up. You have to hook up the ground, which is the negative, first before you hook up the positive wire to charge it, and it will start bubbling in there, and after a few minutes the cell will be charged and you can remove the electrical connections off it. In fact, it'll produce an electrical charge where you can actually use the electricity off the cell, and as it depletes the charge in the Joule cell, all you gotta do is remove whatever you were using the electrical charge for off the device and wait a while, and it'll build that charge back up again.
So, not only does it generate hydroxy, mm-hmm. HHO, that you can run your car off, but it will also generate electricity mm-hmm. that you can run, you know, your car bits off without an alternator.
Well, it'll run about 1 to about 2 volts. You know, it'll produce an electrical charge that you could use for something.
Maybe some LEDs.
Yeah, or something, just to show that it actually generates it. But you could, if you had a number of them, you could hook it up and probably get more of an electrical voltage. You know, much like putting a number of batteries, you can increase the voltage and the current and just use them for electrical generation that way. But it would be inefficient and it would take up a lot of room.
Yeah, so the best thing is just to have the one. And so one of these Joule cells, how big are we talking? You know, size of a cocktail shaker?
Say about 4 inches in diameter would be the largest, and probably about 12 inches long if that. So it's a relatively small device that you can hook into the wall of your vehicle and run it.
Okay, so about a foot long and about 4 inches wide. Okay, about the size of a small section of tubing, yeah. Drain pipe or something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so the next question is, why aren't cars being built with these things in already? Or is there somebody who's building these things into cars, that hasn't been killed by the oil companies?
That's a good question. They've been threatened here in the United States of some that built ones that worked and had them in a truck, you know, strong arm. They didn't go around killing them, but he, when after the meeting, he had a tendency to keep off out of the group and wouldn't talk to anyone. I mean, it frightened him pretty well. But like I said, it's getting to a point, they got enough problems worrying about other things that, and they're running out of money and having problems doing anything anymore. And to have plugs like that, it still takes money. So the less money they got operation to do things like that, because they're running out of money in their spending because they owe too much money, and money's not fluid for them. And they got, so what they got to do is their priorities, and most thing is this information's coming out in every direction. So you're going to get to a point where someone's going to put a plan that's simple and easy to do that almost anyone can do, and they're going to start building devices in the home and using them, and they're not, as long as they keep quiet about that they got it, who's to know? You know, you can design these things. Well, for one thing, a Joe cell, after it's been running for about 3 weeks, you can take the Joe cell out of the engine compartment and run it like the Joe cell is there, because it quantum entangles.
Hang on a second. So what's generating the ozone, or is the ozone just being, has gotten used to transforming it through that space?
Well, it's orgone and not ozone. but the stellar energy don't dissipate. Once it establishes itself, it quantum entangles. You know, it's like a vortex area. If you you can create a vortex area if you got enough energy, and if it's left on long enough, it quantum entangles to the spot, then you just take your equipment away from there and you still have the vortex area.
Yeah, but that means you couldn't run a car on it because it's moving along. Or is there some kind of weird quantum entanglement about things inside a motor car that contains it?
You're creating a vortex area within the engine compartment.
And it goes with the engine?
Right.
Whoa. So you've now got a moving vortex.
Right.
Does it make it weird to steer? I think about stuff like this, you know. You know, if I had a vortex in my engine, it would be like, oh, all right, there's Karen. If I had a vortex in my engine, wouldn't it behave like a gyroscope and I'm trying to do a left-hander and my car's spinning? Sorry. I think about things like this.
Well, your body is a vortex area and it don't spin. Your whole body is a vortex, and it don't, you don't catch yourself spinning around.
All right. So, Jay, thank you very much. Good on the work. You've just given us a little update on some new equipment and a bit of theory. So thank you very much. In the ongoing black science section of my shows. Maybe I'll have a little segment, you know, black science. Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, Jay Larson, thank you very much. How can people get hold of you?
Through Scalar Device Group on Facebook.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much for joining us today. While Karen was outside in the sun, so how wrong was I? I could hear this phone. I could hear the phone just kind of ringing away in the background, sitting in the living room, and you were there sunning yourself on a chair with a mint julep and a bikini and an umbrella. Okay, how wrong was I?
You are pretty wrong. I've actually been working all day with my crystals, and I sent out some information earlier on the strike at United We Strike and just totally spaced out, JP. I apologize. I'm here now, and...
Okay, well, you're going to have to just speak two-thirds faster in order to cram the same amount of information. No, just kidding. Take your time. Hello, Karen Quinn Tostado. Welcome to Journeys with JP. I often wonder where I am, who I am, and what's going on.
Well, yes, I apparently get lost at times, too, being in the now, forgetting where I should be. But I really appreciate you allowing me to come on, JP, because what I am trying to do is really remind people of what we already know, and that is that murder is immoral. And so if murder is immoral, is it not also immoral not to act upon it, but to wait until we figure it's a better time? I mean, if it were our families who were wiped out by a U.S. drone or by the sarin gas, or if they were held hostage in Guantanamo because torture is allowed, all of these things are immoral. And while we talk a lot about our new consciousness stepping in, is it really here as long as we continue to wait for someone else, or isn't it time to rise up and become the heroes of our own lives? And what we're proposing at United We Strike, in lieu of the war, in lieu of all of the fraud, in lieu of the fact that the governments are into gun running, especially the United States government, drug and gun running, pornography, pedophilia, profit over people, is it not time finally to just stop and say no? We outnumber them. What do you think?
Drawing the line in the sand is the theme of the day. Or at least for the last 3 days. It was an energy, one of these energy reading guys, he just did a YouTube thing, and that was one of the things that I picked up from him, that, you know, people are drawing a line in the sand, enough is enough. We're getting to a place where we see that it is indeed our own neuroses that have prevented us from seeing the truth and from acting correctly. And so now it's time to say, okay, all right, so now I see all that stuff that wasn't what I really believe, and now this is what I really feel, because this is right down to the metal. We're right down to it. You know, the moss has been scraped off the stone. The rust has been scraped off the steel. We're down there, and people are off their asses and on the streets, are they not? All over the planet.
They are. Some are. We've got a little different idea, though, over at United We Strike. We're encouraging people to really educate themselves and also to prepare. Because, you know, JP, my heart tells me that murder's immoral. And I know you to also help us hold those accountable in our local areas who need to be held accountable. Because when I look also at the soldiers, I mean, in my opinion, there are a lot of them that are on Facebook. They're holding up signs that say, yes, I am not here to fight for Al-Qaeda. I'm not here to fight for the banks. But they have to cover their faces because we are also making them criminals. We're allowing our brightest and our bravest, like Bradley Manning, to be crucified, or actually exposing war crimes, exposing corruption. So when we really think of that, It seems to me that our soldiers, our military, all military are also prisoners of war, because they have been brainwashed through trauma-based mind control into obedience and to ignore their morality. And it is time to step into our morality as human beings collectively, and to put our foot down and say no. So we're asking people to consider if it were your father, mother, sister, brother, daughter, or son who was gassed and murdered as they lay in their beds, if that even happened with all the lies now and crisis actors. But, you know, if you came home and this happened in your neighborhood, would you feel like you had to go to work the next day in order to support yourself, or would you realize all of this goes back to valuing a piece of paper or metal over ourselves, and it is time to simply agree to own ourselves, to do no harm, and to completely pull out support of this establishment, meaning that all week long people can cash in their bonds, they can cash in retirement, they'll probably get more even though they're penalized, they can take money out of the bank. You know, if by this weekend we have the beginnings of a strike on Sunday, they might not notice Sunday. But if it goes Monday and Tuesday, and now the calls they're getting are, you're fired, step down. We will redo our communities locally. All of you traders are fired. We no longer believe in your currency. All the money that is out there, we're going to claim for our states, and we'll revalue within our states while we rebuild, because we are sick of everything leading back to murder, and government-sanctioned murder is wrong. It has been throughout our entire history, and it's time to call a spade, and stop all of this nonsense.
Whoa. Hi, you can breathe now. Thank you.
Yeah, I know.
But it's true, and, you know, there's... The levels of society where this rot is riddled through, it's just in every department. It is indeed intrinsic in the way that our society has been set up from time immemorial, because they set it up. They set it up as a farm. This is what we've been talking about earlier, you know. They like to eat us. We're a natural resource. You know, however we're eaten, you know, whether our energy is sucked away from us by taxation, or whether it's sucked away from us by imprisonment, by stealing our time, whatever psychic or physical means that they do it, they will do it, and they have been doing it. It's a vampiric reality that we're in, except that we've now woken up. You know, we have been kind of anesthetized so that we never notice, but now we don't. We're waking up, and we're starting to feel the prick of the needle in our neck.
Oh, those pricks are out there, all right. We got out of government. But also, if we really do think about it, our sons and daughters and husbands and wives and mothers and fathers are prisoners of war due to the oath that they took, being perverted by the military-industrial complex and subverting their morality. They have to really take a hard look at what the role of soldiers is throughout history in order to understand we're the bad guys. We are the bad guys, but it doesn't mean that we cannot change and that we cannot really start to understand that the only reason this continues is because every day we live our lives as usual, expecting somebody else to come in. And so as much as I am very interested in the New World Order, not moving forward, and I'm also interested in the New Age movement, I believe that some of that New Age movement has purposefully been doing us a disservice, because it tells us to focus on only our lives. As long as we're good, we're doing the right thing, let's create abundance for ourselves. But my question to everyone out there is truly, what kind of abundance can we have in our lives when we know that our money is being used to kill people on the other side of the world?
That's right. That's right. It's where, again, it's the place that the rubber hits the road. It's the things that, it's everything that you do in your life supports it. You know, particularly in America. You know, unless you're growing your own vegetables, feeding your own family, you're going to be buying petrol or gasoline. You're going to be paying the tax on that gasoline. You can't help it. That's feeding the beast. We shouldn't be using gasoline. That's what we've been talking about just before you arrived, actually. we were talking about using the thing called the JoCell, which can run an engine on water and electricity.
Yeah, all of the hidden technology that the military-industrial complex has kept from us, we could have free energy. We can turn things around so much more quickly than we believe if we stand together. And I know some of you are thinking, oh, well, how can I stay home from my job? Well, that's for just over broke. And our real job should be the joy of being good stewards of our planet and our families. And nowhere does that need to have a piece of paper or colored metal. What it needs is grown-up adult children of whatever God you choose to believe in agreeing to own ourselves, and that the most important issue of our time is putting a halt to all of these destructive practices on the planet, fracking, geoengineering, the genetic manipulation of our food, the toxic vaccinations. We have to stop thinking that the dollar bill is God and understand we've been lied to on so many levels. Why not also about religions to control us? And on that note, I had some guests last Friday who were from CaesarsMessiah.com, and they make some very compelling arguments as to the fact that Jesus as a human being was not a human being. Instead, he was a concoction of the Roman Caesars at the time, who co-opted Josephus, who also wrote the history of the war as well as the Bible. It was backdated, and starting October 16th, I'm going to have Joe Atwill back, and I'm looking also for Christian scholars to debate this, because we know how much they lie to us now. Well, what if the entire reason that Christians were taught to believe in Jesus was also to get them to render unto Caesar, to turn the other cheek? You know, we need to have the courage, the wisdom, the words, and the strength to look at what's happening without running from it. And when we get these issues that immediately make us angry or defensive, who told us that we had to act like that? Who has been spreading the truth? And you also think about the unholy marriage of religions and the government, which have never been separate, but with religion, they tell you to go on faith. They don't want you to do homework, because when you do and you ask the tough questions, they lose their power. And it is time to step away. We've got a week. We've got the 15th. And you know, people in uniforms as well, there's already a monthly date. If we can really start to get them to understand that all around the world, people are taking action in one way or another through peaceful resistance, what would happen if they knew it was like a safe day? Let's have all of humanity step out of the system, turn off their televisions beginning Sunday, do your own homework. There are plenty of good videos on UnitedWeStrike.com. Educate yourself. Understand who and what you're working for. Look at your children. Look at the amounts of SWAT teams for useless things. Look at the soldiers who say, when I'm over here, there are all kinds of new equipments. There's bullets. There's new vehicles. When I go home, there's no money for schools. There's no money for the veterans. We've got to put these things together and collectively say no more.
Yeah, I mean, we're now seeing that, it's the idea of some just war battling evil and defeating evil. We can now see through the whole history that we have been completely duped by, first of all, the religious imposition of a good and evil order, and then the government connection with that, in that they can then very simply say, look at them, they're evil, let's go and bash them. And while we're out there, we can, oh, that's very handy, we'll have some of that, and we'll have a few of those. I think we'll stay here for a while. And thus you have an empire. And that's domination. That's the nature of domination.
We'll vaccinate their children forcibly. Over in Africa, they actually have a lot of the parents now understand that these vaccines are just doing horrible things to their children. And they run. They try and hide. But the government over there sends their soldiers to bring their children back and forcibly vaccinate them. In Germany, there was a family homeschooling who were broken in by a SWAT team. Their family now is taken away from them. How much more are we going to put up with people? Please, support UnitedWeStrike.com. JP, thank you. I'm sorry I was late.
That's all right. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break with one more hour of Karen Quinn Tostado. Stay tuned. Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your host is JP. The show is Journeys. The guest is Karen Quinn Tostado. Her site is UnitedWeStrike.com. 3 years. What's been happening in those 3 years? Things started then, and they've kind of snowballed a bit, haven't they? And I hope I've got Karen on the line. Oh, there you are. Thank God. I thought that was a really dramatic I'll edit that bit out. Anyway, Karen.
Actually, I started being active with the beginnings of United We Strike in January of 2009. And Max Egan from thecrowhouse.com, who will be my guest this coming Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, and I think it's 9 or 9 p.m. GMT, but it might be 10 or 11. You guys have different times over there, too. But he originally helped me with a site called TaxHoliday2009.net. Again, trying to encourage people to get on the same page for the same day, because one of the biggest problems we have is we're scattered and we keep fighting amongst ourselves. And if we can only at least get on the same page for one day, we can change things quickly. And especially when we know that we're living in a world where profit is valued over people, where they have taken all the references for reincarnation out of the Bible, and as an ex-Catholic or a recovering Catholic, I believed in Jesus as a real entity for the majority of my life up until probably about 6 months ago. And yeah, it's a wake-up call, but you know, if God had a name, what would it be, and would you call it to his face? You know, what difference does a name make when we're actually experiencing the essence of the divine creation? What do you think, JP?
Well, what is a name? It's a vibration. It's a series of syllables that apparently identify. I had a guest, she was another Karen Ann McDonald, except she's known as Karen, is also known as many other names, and refers to herself in lowercase, and all of these things, which, you know, who are we? Because we're a skin suit, and we're a divine being inside the skin suit. So who is we? She spoke of herself in as we, in the second person, not the first person plural, which I believe is true, or we believe is true. But it's the thing is, it sounds a bit like, oh, you're trying to be all kingly and queeny by using the royal we, you know, that sort of. It's a bit unusual at the moment.
Well, you know, when I'm thinking of what's in a name, I'm really thinking more right now of that divine essence that is within us. You know, some of us are taught to call it Jesus, God, Buddha, Allah. But regardless of what name we choose to use, is it not the same divine source? And are we not, in actuality, when we do communicate with it, going within?
So, we find ourselves back inside the mind, inside the heart, and this is the point where we're trying to encourage people to be, because if you watch TV, you don't find yourself there anymore. You find yourself in some kind of anxiety-ridden swill of negative emotions. You know, people watch the TV and they say, oh, I hate having it on. I hate having the TV there, but it's there. it's like this codependent relationship that people have with it. And it's full of resentment and hate and, you know, anger, and people shout at the thing, and it's like, what's going on? It's almost, you know, if you had a creature that fed on negative emotions, and all the creatures on the farm were given a stimulus that stimulated negative emotions, wouldn't that be the ideal way of creating a constant flow of negative emotions that could be fed, you know, could be drank by someone?
Well, they are mad at that game. They've been at this for a very long time, and I'll tell you, after watching the film again, Caesar's Messiah, that is out, and understanding that Galilee was taken down by the Flavians, who captured Josephus, who jumped sides so that he could live, and really became involved in the Flavian campaign. When you understand that then Jerusalem was sacked by the Flavians as well, it was surrounded, it was razed to the ground finally, because they just starved them out. So Jerusalem already fell, and when it fell, they went in and they took the Jewish religious scriptures, because they had learned that the Jewish people did not want idols, and the Romans were really into statues and Caesar is God and all the rest of it. They took their writings when they left. They annihilated anyone else who disagreed with them, which I think that if we really think about it, we can understand what a heavy hand Rome had. They murdered and crucified those people who were trying to hold on to their original writings. And when they got back to Rome, they had all of the existing writings that they knew of, with the exception of the Dead Sea Scrolls. So if you think about the Romans, after they sacked Jerusalem, there was another outbreak, and they were interested in controlling these Jewish people who were having no masters. You know, they had to come up with some way to control the people. When you look at the similarities between the life of Moses and what he did in the life of Jesus, striking similarities. According to Joe, they are all exactly in the same alignment. You know, they just follow a pattern. When you step back and you understand how much we've been lied to today, think about how much religion has always been in an unholy marriage with politicians. And, you know, if we really are going to free ourselves, we need to have the courage to look at where our belief systems originated and stop allowing ourselves to be lied to and abused. At least that's what I think.
Well, you know, it goes even bigger and older than that. And a realization that I had today is on the air with Tolek as we were talking. You know, I was thinking, like, massive time space thought that, you know, something like 10,000 to 13,000 years ago, or maybe 6,000 years ago, there was a huge nuclear war that turned a lot of green areas into deserts, enormous nuclear weapons, much bigger than the ones that we have today, that turned the sand to glass. And this glass has been found all over the world in these deserts, right? And so, you know, what is a desert? A desert was a radioactive place, because it was, all the life had been burned away from it, just leaving the sand that was left. You know, it's just like, what's, you know, if you burn everything, all you get left is the sand. You know?
It's interesting. Now, one thing too with Tolek, I haven't heard him for a while, but aren't we supposed to be getting ready to, like, you're going to be about 12 feet tall and I'm going to be 7 feet tall, and I'll weigh 12 pounds and you'll weigh 15 pounds. I mean, and I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just trying to remember originally what he said would transpire by January 2014. And isn't that what we're waiting for? I mean, 2014, next January.
Yeah, so that's like less than 4 months away.
Yeah, well,
here we are in September. Sir? You know, here we are, September 13. And what's going on in the world? Well, there is vast amounts of change that's about to happen. You can feel it. The thing that we were talking about today was this thing they call ISON, so-called comet. But
right.
When you look at the pictures, you actually see this, it's three spaceships, you know, it's three things that are flying together in a formation. And, Tolek says that, you know, this is a biosphere and it's full of our brothers and sisters, you know, jazzed that they're coming to meet us. And it's a magnificent moment and it's going to sit and park in our orbit. So that should be quite an interesting thing. And they're all here to watch and to help. And as this process goes through, it's something that my guides have said it's going to happen in a very, very short period of time, almost like a flash. And then, you know, presumably from that point, the idea of time, it's really releasing us from the idea of time and space, because that's what holds our minds into this third dimension.
Well, it's very interesting. I have to wait and see, because I'm just coming to the point, JP, where I think that a lot of our being told to wait and see, including with religion, is because they don't want us to bust a move now. And I personally am believing that in order to really reclaim our morality, I mean, if we want to be a moral people, then we do have to make some moves. We cannot continue to talk about, you know, all of the corruption in governments and still obey them and pay all of our taxes. And I'm not telling people individually to stop, but if we can honestly take to heart a day where other people are not paying, if we can capitalize on that, if we can stop the bombing and stop the death and destruction, I believe that is what a lot of the New Age people are not looking at. It's always wait, just be a good person, keep your head down, do your own thing, you know, don't worry here, buy my course and I'll teach you how to make millions of dollars. And as much as I would like to be wealthy, I really am not interested in making a huge statement financially, as long as I know that half of my money goes to destroy people. I cannot ignore the blood on my hands every night. And while it might be great to wait until January and maybe I will be 7 feet tall and I'll weigh 12 pounds, until we get there between September with the 11th coming up, 12 years after the original 2001 horrific account that changed the world that was based on lies, you know, I believe that we need to stand together collectively and understand that until we no longer ignore the murder of innocent people, we're complicit in their demise because we pay for it, we live our lives like someone else will save us, and I no longer believe that that's going to happen.
You know, it's very interesting you saying all the... So much is going on with what people are, there's all these different levels of confusion that we're on, right? And we've been put into these, I'm trying to approach this idea from an odd point of view, and I maybe should just let you talk because you're making a lot more sense than I am. But really what I'd like to feel into is how can we make people hungry to know the truth? There's the thing.
I've been working on that, yes, since January of 2009. And I'm reminded, though, that we keep hearing about how we have to think with our hearts. And that is the biggest energy. You know, our heart is an amazing source of energy, just like our bodies. And the only thing that comes to me, JP, is if we truly did think with our hearts, if we realize that when Obama has given permission for some young person to literally give the finger of death to 50 innocent people at a wedding in Yemen or Pakistan, you know, through a drone strike, but we keep working because we're not seeing the death and destruction here, to me, that just does not sit well. And I know that there are many people who don't want to look at that. It's like, don't mess with my chi. Don't tell me about all this bad stuff that's going apart. Well, in my opinion, it's time to look, because from every single area that we can think of and those that we cannot even fathom, we have been attacked. We have been lied to. And when you really do believe that your spirit having a human experience, this is a blip in the eternity of our individual portion of God learning forever. And, you know, instead of being afraid to die, I think more of us should be afraid for what kind of lives our children will be subjected to should we refuse to admit that we are accountable, each and every one of us. When we've got blood on our hands and we go to sleep at night, you know, how much longer can we distract ourselves with food, with American Idol, with hoping and wishing and praying and honoring the Pope? You know, there's another thing that I heard. I'm very familiar, unfortunately, with the pedophilia that's rampant in government. But one aspect of it that I had totally overlooked, even being Catholic, was the story of the nuns who were basically brainwashed and conscripted into the Catholic Church and the nunnery early on in their lives. And there is a horrific interview on the documentary page of UnitedWeStrike.com with a woman who was indoctrinated into the nunnery at 13 years old, 13 and a half, 14. She went through absolutely horrific, horrific torture at the hands of the nuns. You know, there's an aspect. When we say that America was founded on Christian principles, and then we look at the way that we annihilated the indigenous people, well, then what are Christian principles? What is our job if we claim to be Christians? You know, is it turn the other cheek, or is it rape and murder and condone it and go to church because the pedophile priests are people who we need to honor and obey, and let's pretend that they're not raping our children? You know, there are so many different areas that all tie back to power, control, manipulation, and the horror of not truly being free people. And if we want to be free, we've got to really ask the tough questions, and we need to look in the mirror and discover how much longer we personally are going to be able to put up with this nonsense before joining together, linking hands. I'm not asking to be out in front of anybody. I'm asking people who understand just how wrong this is to stand shoulder to shoulder as we pull out of the system and stay home with our families, turning off the television, educating ourselves, and then deciding what kind of world we want. Because right now, the traitors in government are continuing to pound the war drum. A false flag is getting ready to happen here in the United States to turn us around like, oh, I guess they were right. Now it looks like the Syrians have blown us up, or whatever frack and nonsense and horror that they're planning. We've got to stop it. And if we stand together, we'll be able to, and we'll also be able to enable all the people in uniforms who understand that their jobs have been polluted, that the oath that they took has been subverted. You know, the 15th, what if millions of servicemen and women step out of their uniforms and into their lives, and we demanded our families are returned, peace is declared, and went about rebuilding locally, simply agreeing we own ourselves, we're not going to harm each other, let's do the job of being a good steward of this planet, because our Mother Earth is really being assaulted. And JP, I'm afraid to wait for January and a happy story without doing something in between now and then to really focus on doing what we can and helping those military people who hold signs in front of their faces so they won't have the recrimination of the United States government throwing them in prison for having morality.
Right. Absolutely agree. The thing about the this ascension stuff, I don't think we should be waiting around for it to happen. What we talk about time, and this is something that I've had many discussions with my spirit guides, right? I speak to my spirit guides, folks. Yeah, I do this Donald Walsh in Conversations with God. I do exactly the same thing he does. And I have this conversation with this being or group of beings, and I call them my guides, and they could be my higher self, they could be my spaceship crew, I don't know who they are. Anyway, when I speak to them, they talk about things happening, and this is the wording that they use, when the correct accretions have occurred. It's not on a date, but there are certain things that have to happen before certain other things have to happen. For instance, if I want to build a wooden box, first of all, I need a bench to start working on. So I have to build a bench. To build a bench, I need a bench to put the wood on, to cut the wood to make the bench. Do you see what I mean? You have to build the foundation. So those are what they call accretions, and certain events lay foundations for the events that happen after that, and that's their plan. That's the way the plans work. So it doesn't happen by the clock, but it happens when the opportunity for those events to happen have occurred, and those events happen in the opportunity space that they're given. On the other hand, there is the equinox thing and the movement thing and all of that stuff. But I think the whole ascension thing is something that is dictated by the galaxy. It's a wave that is coming from the center of the galaxy, and I'm absolutely convinced that that's what the trigger is. It's like a neuronic brain wave that is coming from the thing that we call God, right? You know, if we're in a conscious entity, the center point of that conscious entity has got to be where the brain is, isn't it? You know, the octopus doesn't have the brain in the tentacle, it has it in the head. So, assuming that a galaxy is more or less like a kind of octopus spinning around, the brain will send out these conscious impulses, and I believe that we are the manifestation of those conscious impulses, and that when we get the next batch, it's going to be of such a kind of high voltage that we kind of burst into light, we burst into some kind of flame thing, and that's what the phoenix symbolism is about. It's like the Neo, the guy at the end of the Matrix when Neo dives into Smith, and this light bursts out and then he kind of explodes back into Neo. I believe that that's a metaphor for something that is going to happen to each and every one of us, and that's what everybody's waiting for, because it's going to happen to the planet as well. And we all kind of start, we all shine on, like the moon and the stars and the sun.
Well, that's a beautiful picture, JP, but what if this wave of consciousness is waiting for us to bust a move prior to that? What if it's waiting to see if we actually are worthy? If we'll step back together in peaceful resistance and say, no more profit over people. No more waiting for something like the carrot and the stick. And as far as guides go, I'll tell you, JP, I've been cursing mine out lately because I'm telling them, show the frack up. I got a program. Can you talk through me? Can you do anything to help with this situation, with preventing war, with, you know, give me a dream when I go to sleep at night that I'll remember, you know, I'm hearing about all this great stuff and I definitely feel guided, and I have had some miracles happen. But now is really the time to prevent these wars, in my opinion. I feel a huge sense of urgency here. And while I would love to believe in something that I haven't experienced, as far as my guides go, I don't know any of their names. They don't introduce themselves. I keep getting the answer in my head when I ask where they are. I get more of an answer of, you know, there is only you, because we're all part of everything and each other. But I know that there are much more intelligent beings out there than myself. You know, I would be in nursery school, but still I don't hear them. What I do have pressing more and more in my heart is unity, is peaceful noncompliance, is beginning to take the ball into our own hands, as opposed to thinking, okay, I can be cool here and keep working and pay my bills and, you know, live my life, because we're all going to change when the wave hits in January. But what if it doesn't? And what if the real issue is right now, between now and January? Are we going to prove that we're even worthy of saving? Or, as we've wiped ourselves out in the past through the nuclear bombs, through this horrible technology that they keep working with, you know, maybe they'll use that beforehand, because the elite, the evil lying inbred traders, eugenicists, have seed vaults, underground cities. They have all of the money. You know, they have a plan that is now getting real shaky, because we're questioning them, but we're still going to work. We're still supporting them financially. And if we could begin, all of us, to go this week and take our money out of the bank, if we could cash in our retirements and our 401ks, yes, we'll take a hit, but they're already taking money out of people's accounts in other countries. Cyprus, we just heard how Poland today is going to start taking some of their countrymen's retirement funds because they're sorry, we've got to pay for this government stuff. And, you know, we keep looking around for someone to lead us, and in my opinion, we need to lead ourselves. We need to step back and begin to focus on our lives, our families, our neighborhoods, and completely understand that our Mother Earth needs protecting now more than in our recorded history. We dropped the ball before when we let her be destroyed so that eventually we come back. I mean, you know, when you look at the artifacts, there's no telling really how old, well, maybe you know, but I don't know how old humanity is, but I still believe very firmly that the time for unity, for peaceful noncompliance, which does not mean we're not armed and able to totally defend ourselves to the point necessary. And I mean to that point necessary. If we see a small child being raped by a soldier who's been told by the United States government, hey, well, you know, do what you can to lower morale, come on, we need to stop all this. Again, in just my opinion, but I'm feeling a real sense of urgency here, JP.
Sure. So, listen, what I'm not saying don't do anything. I'm not saying that. I'm not advocating inaction. I'm advocating, and the other thing is, you know, you're asking, Karen, you're asking your guides to tell you, to lead you. And then you feel this impulse in your heart. Don't you think that's what their reply is?
Well, it could very well be.
That's how from my understanding, that's how it works. It's the drives and the passions that come from your soul. And that's your mission. And that's what you're supposed to be doing. You want to heal, and you want to heal by bringing people together. That's your method. That's your, you know, that's the way your rays work. So, and here you are. You're on a radio. You're listening. You're speaking to, you know, hundreds, maybe thousands of people, and you're putting an energy across. And maybe that's all you need to do, because then they'll take that and think, that was very interesting what that woman was saying. I wonder where I can, and it's about being able to be non-compliant without being violent or rude or, you know, you know, continuing the negativity is like it's a way of stopping the pendulum swinging of karma against karma against karma.
Well, I understand that, and I actually do feel very much that sometimes I'll get the inner chills and I'll know that something is right. And, you know, it's interesting, I hadn't even put this together until just recently, but back when, in December, I just was compelled to help, to do something. I just, December of 2008, you know, with a leave no banker behind bailout bonus stimulus package. And we were staying, actually in this park in a different location, and I was upstairs and I went outside and there was a full moon and I saw some pretty incredible things that gave me chills and led me to believe that I was on the right path and I needed to step forward and use my voice to do what I could to encourage peaceful noncompliance, unity in massive numbers, you know, with stopping arguing amongst ourselves because we've all been lied to and none of us has the answers. And then interestingly enough, not long after that, maybe it was a week or so after that, I actually went out on the balcony and it was raining and JP, 20 feet in front of me was literally the end of the rainbow, which I had never seen before. And in retrospect now, I believe, you know, I am a rainbow warrior. I am one of those people who has come forward to step up in the end times when the earth is being destroyed to say, you know, wait, we can do this a better way. We can become the heroes of our own lives by uniting with everyone else out there and beginning the process of creating a better world for all of us.
Lovely. So, just checking the time now. If anybody would like to join in with this conversation, do call in. We have call-in lines all over the shop, and Revolution Radio, for instance, is area code 310-421-4053. Wall Spirit Radio is 657-5973, sorry, 775-657-5973, or wolfspirit.switchboard will get you through to all of these places and bring you in on this conversation.
I'd love to hear what people think, what listeners think.
Yeah.
You know, what could staying home in mass do? Think about also Common Core. I forget how many millions, 16 million or something like that, to implement Common Core here in the United States so that they can educate all the teachers, to teach government-sanctioned education, so they can continue to strip out the truth and feed us of a bunch of horse crap and lies. 16 million at least to overhaul the system when we can't even teach our children the truth now. And again, these soldiers who are stepping up to say, wait a minute, you know, I don't want to go to war here. And look at all these new Humvees. There, I'm surrounded by tons of new military equipment. There's always money for the action, plenty of bullets, but no real money to teach our children or to help our veterans who so badly need to understand that, you know, they have been prisoners of war. And unfortunately, even when they're out of the service, they still are with the ramifications of what they were trained to do. The government-sanctioned murder they were trained to commit. Not to mention the hellacious torture that's gone on at Guantanamo. And now the prisoners at Guantanamo who have been cleared of any wrongdoing are still incarcerated because the American government does not want people of the world to see all the scars of the torture that they had to go through again that we pay for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's, well, from the human perspective, it doesn't seem to make sense. From the perspective of the way we were talking earlier, about the way that, other being, you know, there's a sort of food chain in the galaxy, let's say, in the omniverse, and we're not at the top. And our fear is one of those things that can be consumed by various beings. You know, believe it or not, you know, there are a lot of people that might say this is a load of horse. But, it's well known in psychic circles that these beings exist. It's just like carrion crow or what they call them, the dung beetles or something like that. You know, for every substance in the universe, there's something that eats it because it's a whole natural flow. And the warmongering feeds these creatures who our leaders at one point did a big deal with. And they've been continually making deals with creatures that eat us because this is like a kind of big shop for them. You know, it's like a big Walmart where, you know, or like one of these Chinese restaurants with the fish swimming around in the tank. You know, I'll have that one. Oh, don't worry. They don't feel anything when you kill them. And that's the attitude that, the powers that be have with us. And they don't have anything like sympathy. They don't see it. There's no empathy. And it's because we are starting to grow in our empathy that we have started to realize that we can't do this anymore. In my own case, my empathy grew so that I can't eat meat anymore. I can't eat something that's died. I don't want something to die for me anymore in order that I live. So I grow vegetables and I've spend the minimum amount of money paying the man. You know, paying for oils and taxes and things like that. Do my bit the only way I can.
You do a lot, JP. You know, your programs, your manner, your consciousness, your heart. You add a great deal to the peaceful resistance. You know, it is, and I would like to ask your listeners to call in and let me know, will you strike on Sunday? Do you think there's ever a need for a true resistance? Do we realize how much we outnumber these people? And when you talk also about eating animals, I mean, man, factory farms. We keep being persecuted individually. Oh, yeah, global warming, all this other crap that we're really not responsible for individually. But look at the military industrial complex. Millions and millions and millions. I forget how much it was. It's an absolutely ridiculous price. If you go to costofwar.com, you can see how much we pay hourly for the wars. And when you realize that there's no money for schools, there's no money to take care of the veterans, there's no money for healthcare, but there's plenty of money to blow people up and murder them on the other side of the world. What are we working for? Who are we working for? And if you have a job at Raytheon, Halliburton, Monsanto, HSBC, if you are involved in General Electric, how about General Motors getting the government bailout, all of these dollars, so that they could stop working here and be shipped overseas now to make General Motors cars in other parts of the world, bailed out on our dime, leaving our country, eviscerating our workers, our families. I mean, it's just a big global game of how much can we steal before we wipe them out using themselves as our hammer. They must really be laughing now because they know that the generals and the people who have, they've been so brainwashed into thinking they've got to obey orders no matter how immoral they are. You know, our world is absolutely crazy and I just don't think it's necessary. I believe that we can stop this, but we have to truly unite. We don't have to go march. We don't have to picket. We don't have to be provocateur. We do have to stop, stay home, educate ourselves and our families, meet our neighbors, and begin to barter. Okay, I've got candles. I've got a generator. I can sew. I've got a garden. I've got chickens. You know, we need to get back to the land, back to our hearts, and stop taking orders, because that's another lie of inequality. Each and every one of us was created by the same divine essence running through us equally. We're not better or worse. We just have been lied to for so long, from the cradle to the grave, now born completely in debt. And when you die, you're also in debt, because heaven forbid you're either born on your own with a nanny. Nope, they can't vaccinate you, can't get you into the system, can't sell your social security number on Wall Street. And when you die, oh man, we've taken taxes your whole life, you've saved up for your family, but no way are they going to get the fruits of your labor, because now we're going to charge you more to bury you, we're going to charge you to pick you up, we're going to charge you, yada, 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 and if your family ends up with 2 cents, they're lucky.
So, there's not much hope in our regular world. We need to kind of look inside of ourselves, because if we look on the TV, there's nowhere to run. I think it's always good to take some time every day just to look in and check in what you're feeling. It's because we don't listen to our feelings, and it's these are the feelings, these are the things that are driving you. This is where you get to when you do start listening to your feelings. You get to having passions and having purpose and mission. And I salute you for having the heart to follow your heart.
Well, thank you, JP. It's been a challenging journey. I mean, when I did start this in 2008, I was in front of my computer anywhere from 9 to 18 hours a day for almost 3 years. And finally stepped back in June of this year after the United We Strike Marathon, which I want to thank you very much for helping, you and Dave and Tracy and all the people at Wolf Spirit. But it still is, while I know that the momentum has gone forward, at the same time, when you see the lies, when you see the... I'll never forget the picture of the Kurdish father holding his baby daughter back when Saddam supposedly was responsible for poisoning all of those people. And we went about our lives as usual. Sandy Hook, which is a huge hoax in many areas, although I believe people died. You know, we've got crisis actors. What the hell are crisis actors, you know? I mean, please. We have been lied to on every front. And the only thing that we really know is our own feelings and whether or not we have a family. You know, how are we going to protect them by thinking that a piece of paper or colored metal has more value than the love and the care and the compassion and the learning and the activities that we personally can do? I mean, people hold these big, huge, expensive dinners for charities. Oh yeah, well, we want to help this project over here, so let's all buy a $10,000 a plate dinner and we'll talk about it. Instead of just one of those $10,000 plates, $10,000 to a homeless cause, rolling up your sleeves, bringing in brushes, brooms, paint, you know, trash cans, wood, nails. We're just totally lost within systems that we think we have to go to before we make any kind of a move. We're trained to look for authority everywhere you go instead of going within. Because even though now I am not, I'm pretty well convinced that Jesus as a human being did not exist, it doesn't stop me from being a spiritual being, having a human experience, and understanding that simply because I'm not necessarily saying, oh, Jesus, although sometimes I will, I like him, he's a cool dude. You know, and there has to be energy there as well with all of the thousands of people who have been believing in him. I know there's now a created source for that energy, that Christ consciousness is real. But it doesn't have to mean that we abdicate our responsibility to take action here and now, because the biggest lie, in my opinion, is that we cannot co-create a paradise here, but we have to wait to die. And I'd like to see it created right here, right now.
Right here, right now. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to die. So, yeah, how do we bring heaven down to earth instead of trying to drag hell up? We behave very nicely towards each other. That helps. That really helps. We give people space and observe boundaries and all that sort of stuff, you know, allow people their own dominion and free will to choose and not to pressurize them and all that. I'm just looking there. There are people wanted to call in and they don't have any idea how to come in. You can come in on the Wolf Spirit line or the Revolution Radio call-in line, which is area code 310-421-4053. I'm speaking with Karen Quinn Tostado you're in Northern California or Oregon?
No, I'm Oregon. And I actually have a new song for you too, that because I don't want people to think that I'm a heathen. I'm very much into how we change this by also looking at the experiments with water. I am really beginning to believe that water is the memory of God, that we are temples which could be of holy water if we start to understand we're 70 to 90% water during our lives. People can look up Dr. Omoto. They can also go to UnitedWeStrike.com. And as I see that, you know, my spirituality is not based on a name. And the other day when I was driving upriver, and it is so beautiful here, I'd like to share this with you then, JP. It is my prayer for water and for harmony and for us to really look outside the box. Would that be okay? It's a short one.
Okay, I just want to say to everybody, just take a deep breath, just listen, just allow Karen's voice to pass through your body like a mist. Away you go, my love.
Well, thank you, Ben. And my only other thing to say is that I'm going to be singing I Am Your Daughter. Now, if you're a male and you are resonating with this, think to yourself, I love your daughter, because if you do love a woman who is a mother and you truly love her, you'll protect her, you'll stand with her. You know, we are bringing life into this world. We need your protection. So this is my prayer for the water. And when I also say Father, I mean the divine essence. Father, you are present everywhere. Mother Earth, you ground me to your majesty and miracles. Holy water, I am your daughter. Thank you for the gift you've given me. Thank you for the water which is life and holds her memory. Holy water, I am your daughter. Thank you for returning to the essence of your purity.
Oh, that was lovely, Karen. Thank you so much. Your voice has this lovely, I mean, even though it was coming through Skype and it was all being distorted, it's quite an interesting effect. Bit of echo on that. It might, you know, it sounded really cool. But the frequencies were coming through, nice and clear, and you could, you know, it carried that, I'm feeling like a kind of, turquoisey blue, kind of liquid feeling to it. It was lovely. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Water is important. We're allowing our water also to be destroyed, not only within, but without. And so in seeking some way, JP, to unite people, it occurred to me also that we all carry water. And if we can begin to heal the water within, we will make better decisions, which will be reflected without.
Yeah, that's it. We calm the waters. Water finds its own level. We calm our waters, we calm other waters. And that is how it happens.
Catch the wave.
Yeah, become the wave. There's a lot of people have been saying that. Become the wave. I've been talking about evaporating as well. You know, to become water, my friend. Water evaporates to get... It can go in cracks. It can infuse through cloth by dividing itself into millions of tiny particles and then joining back up together seamlessly. Water can appear to pass through a gauze. Water. We love water. That's a lovely song.
Yeah, well, thank you. You know, it's a prayer, and I sing it in my heart and my head, and my other mantra is, you know, thank you for the courage, the wisdom, the words, and the strength, because it does take courage to look at things that we don't want to see. It takes wisdom to try and figure out what really happened, you know, strength to be able to deal with it, and words to be able to fully express it to others so that they also can glean the truth, which is really that we have capability of creating a paradise here. But if we're going to do that, we need to recognize that bullies have not only taken over the playground, but the schoolyard and all government offices, but they're still in small pockets telling the rest of us what to do to implement the madness. So once we refuse to implement that, once we stop obeying immoral orders, we can stand as one. And I'm asking your listeners, please consider a strike and look at the history of strikes and understand they're only violent with government intervention trying to protect profit. And if we really want to, when enough of us want peace and healing more than we believe it's necessary to go about our drone activity every day in order to pay for all this madness, when we can break free of the illusions and step into our own lives, we can create a miracle. And so I'm asking your listeners to please help me to co-create a miracle and prevent war, because when enough of us unite and stand together and refuse to support this madness, it will fall.
Beautiful. So, how do people join with you?
They prepare all week long. They begin to take their money out, and they seriously go on strike or a boycott. If you're still afraid, if for some reason that you think that you've got to work for the system, I would say in all reality you haven't looked deeply enough. I would encourage you to turn off the TV all week long. Look around you at what is bothering you. Look at the geoengineering that they deny. The forest fires burn hotter and longer. No one talks about the fact that they're dropping fire accelerants on our forests. Look at your children. Are they healthy? Are they heavy? Are they ADD? Are they autistic? Autism, in my opinion, as well as Dr. Rima's and a lot of other people, is a purposeful disease, because if you're autistic, you can follow orders and you're not going to be interested in raising a family. You don't care. Let's just have a little computer game, and, you know, you can do this when you're off work, and when you're on work, we just need you to press a couple buttons and we'll give you a paycheck. You know, we have to understand they're poisoning our children, they're poisoning our lives, and if you want to join, prepare to pull the plug beginning on Sunday. United We Strike. I love JP. Thank you so much for having me on.
Bless your heart. Love you too. Good night. Thank you, everybody. I love you, and prepare. Be good. Be harmless. Be angry, but be harmless.